Knowledge Products presents The World of Philosophy, narrated by Lynn Redgrave. This is Simone de Beauvoir.
Simone de Beauvoir is known the world over for two reasons. She wrote the most influential book in the history of feminist theory, a 1949 work entitled The Second Sex. And she was the lover and lifelong companion of the French existentialist Jean-Paul Sartre, who may have been the most influential philosopher of the 20th century. Simone de Beauvoir's life spanned 78 years from 1908 to 1986. She saw two world wars and lived through the rise of socialism and fascism. She protested the horrors of war in the French colonies of Vietnam and Algeria. She participated in the student revolts of the 1960s. And she wrote about it all. When the board of the academic journal Yale French Studies published a special 1986 issue on the work of Simone de Beauvoir, the editor entitled the volume Witness to a Century. Indeed, her works bear very human and personal witness to powerful forces and events that have shaped the 20th century and will shape the centuries to come. Still, whenever Simone de Beauvoir's name is mentioned, most people think of her book, The Second Sex, or her companion, Jean-Paul Sartre. These two associations created the controversy that raged throughout her later life. If anything, that controversy has intensified since her death. The heart of the dispute is whether Simone de Beauvoir's work adds up to a significant and original contribution to philosophical inquiry. Feminists see Beauvoir as the mother of their political movements and the Second Sex as an invaluable advance over all previous philosophical work on womanhood and sexuality. Anti-feminists say that Beauvoir's analysis is incoherent and her social criticisms misplaced. Such critics claim that anything of philosophical value in The Second Sex is derivative, a shadow of Jean-Paul Sartre's famous book Being and Nothingness. Some even see her feminist ideas as a spiteful attempt to compensate for her inferiority to Sartre. As we will see, these two appraisals are the extremes in a varied and nuanced debate about the philosophical value of the work produced by Simone de Beauvoir. Beauvoir's place in the history of philosophy is a complex question. It involves several politically charged controversies, along with Beauvoir's changing and apparently contradictory statements about her relationship with philosophy and philosophical inquiry. In her first autobiographical book, entitled Memoirs of a Dutiful Daughter, Beauvoir speaks of her youthful love of philosophy.
The thing that attracted me about philosophy was that it went straight to essentials. I had never liked fiddling with detail. I perceived the general significance of things rather than their singularities. And I preferred understanding to seeing. I had always wanted to know everything. Philosophy would allow me to appease this desire, for it aimed at total reality. Philosophy went right to the heart of truth and revealed it to me, instead of an illusory whirlwind of facts or empirical laws, an order, a reason, a necessity in everything. The sciences, literature, and all the other disciplines seemed to me to be very poor relations to philosophy.
The young Simone de Beauvoir clearly wanted to be a philosopher, and she became one. Beauvoir earned her doctorate in philosophy in 1929 at the age of 21. She was the first person ever to pass France's state examinations in philosophy at that young age. And she taught philosophy for several years in French academic high schools, called lycées. Her first and best-known non-feminist philosophical work is The Ethics of Ambiguity, which she published in 1947. Yet despite these accomplishments, and despite her expressions of commitment and interest in philosophy, Beauvoir frequently denied she was a philosopher. In a second memoir, entitled The Prime of Life, published in 1960, when she was 52, Beauvoir says she lacked direction after she finished school. She recalls her feelings of aimlessness in 1935, some 25 years before writing the memoir.
The previous year, I had written nothing. I was determined to get back to some serious work now, but what was it to be? Why was I not tempted to try my hand at philosophical writing? Sartre had declared that my grasp of philosophical doctrines, including that held by Husserl, was quicker and more precise than his own. I possessed both considerable powers of assimilation and a well-developed critical sense, and philosophy was for me a living reality which gave me never-failing satisfaction. Yet I did not regard myself as a philosopher. I was well aware that the ease with which I penetrated to the heart of a text stemmed precisely from my lack of originality.
Throughout her life, Beauvoir asserted again and again that she was not a philosopher. Margaret Simons, one of the first Americans to earn a PhD in philosophy, with a dissertation on Beauvoir, remembers,
"When we first met in 1972, Beauvoir seemed angered by my questions about her philosophy in the second sex, despite her support for my Fulbright proposal, which was precisely to examine this philosophy. 'I am not a philosopher,' she insisted, 'but a literary writer. Sartre is the philosopher.' Beauvoir was a philosopher by training. She taught philosophy for several years. In her memoirs, she describes her philosophical work on what she called the existentialist ethics that forms the theoretical framework of the second sex. How was I to understand her statement that she, unlike Sartre, was not a philosopher but a literary writer?"
Simons has not been alone in her perplexity. Beauvoir's denials are maddening to all students who take her work seriously as philosophy. But a closer look at her writings helps to clarify how Beauvoir uses the words literature and philosophy, and this clearer understanding can dispel the apparent riddle.